Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hey, I'm your host, Nayshawn, the founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching, where I am the transformational life and leadership coach, and I'm here today to empower you again about learning to love your dreams until you are living your dream. Hey, I'm so glad that you guys decided to join me today on this beautiful Monday morning, especially on the East Coast. The sun is shining and it's not as hot as it has been the last few weeks. But, you know, I'm so excited about today's topic, and I'm so glad that you guys decided to join me. But, hey, I want you to do me a favor. Don't want you to be selfish today. I want you to contact somebody that you know that is trying to hold on to their dream while they are waiting for that dream to become a reality. I want you to text someone. I want you to call them. I want you to Facebook them and say, hey, your girl Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about something that's hopefully is going to lift you, motivate you, keep you inspired to keep moving forward in fulfilling your dream. And hey, if you want to stay in touch with me, all you have to do, of course, is go on to Facebook. I'm there, of course, just Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching. I'm also on Instagram, Nayshawn Life Coach. And you know my website, NayshawnTurner.com. I am there for you. And hey, hit me up on Twitter with the @Nayshawn_Turner. And listen, if you want to call in into the show and just have a chit-chat about what I'm talking about, just dial in the number 215-383-3846. Okay, I'm getting my number wrong. 215-383-3846. There we go. And then you could be on the show live sharing your thoughts or asking your questions about today's topic. All right, so let's get started, you guys. I just want to ask you this question. Have you ever felt like giving up on your dream, whatever that dream may be, because of either you're discouraged or because of failure or you're just tired and weariness? Or, you know, it just seems so hard to keep holding on and waiting for that dream to become a reality. I mean, have you ever been there? You know, if you could see me now, I've been there. I've been there. But I want to really just encourage you to hold on and don't throw in that towel yet. That's why on today's show I'm going to be talking about 5 reasons why you need to really keep loving your dream until you finally are living that dream. You know, the reality is, and what I believe, is that you can experience your dreams coming true if you don't give up and say, I'm not going to give up until I win. You're not going to give up until you win. So here's what I want to just kind of share with you. If you ever thought about living the dream, not anybody else's dream, but your dream, you first have to love that dream. I mean, you have to be so passionate and sold out to it. You have to love it like it's like you know this is what you've been destined to do. And loving what you do has everything to do with becoming successful at what you do. It's the kind of love that will, you know, cause you to do it even if you didn't get paid for it. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And so loving that thing, you know, regardless of how long it takes, even when it seems like all else is failing, it can help you, if you're still loving it, to hold on and to push past all of those frustrations and doubts and fears and insecurities and even those confusing moments that you may experience towards seeing that dream become a reality. And if everybody is honest, especially those who are entrepreneurs or those who are, you know, waiting on being married or waiting on getting that promotion or whatever it is, you have to be able to have something within you, that internal motivation to say, okay, I'm going to hold on because I believe that what I am believing for, working towards, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So listen, I know personally, I have definitely had moments where I thought about giving up and quitting because, you know what, let's face it, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? So in the words of Tina Turner, what does love have to do with it? Well, to me, especially when it comes to your dream, everything. Loving what you do is a sustaining factor towards making your dream a reality. So I just want to share with you five reasons that you can use to help you to keep loving your dream until you are finally living your dream. Number one, knowing your why. Knowing your why. See, knowing your why and why you're doing what you're doing will give you that sense of purpose. You know, one of the main reasons for me not giving up is because I know my why. And my why is what I like to call my purpose assignment. See, I believe that success is doing what you were born to do. Therefore, I know I can't quit. So why is about being able let me share it like this. My why is about being able to transform lives and to empower someone into becoming who they were created to be. And this alone is worth it to me on not giving up. So, again, you have to know your why. Your why is the barometer. Your why is that extra push. Your why will take you on through that journey even when everything else says stop. All right? So that's the number one reason, know your why. The second one is to know that it's designed for you. This dream that you have, it was designed for you. Nobody can do your dream but you. It was designed with you in mind, and it needs your unique personality, your unique giftings, your skills, and your talents to make it happen. And what I know for sure is that the world is waiting on your kind of wonderful to bring about that change. All right? So number one is knowing your why. Number two is knowing that the dream was designed for you. Number three is to leave your legacy. Leave your legacy. See, your dream is about leaving your footprint or your contribution to the planet. And so I like to see it as your stamp on history, not only for you now, but for your children's children to enjoy and to celebrate. And so when we think about our legacy, we're thinking about what's going to be the thing that is remembered, that has put some things in motion for others to follow, for others to aspire to and inspire, be inspired by, and that is making a difference way beyond you, even after you're gone. That's your legacy. All right, number four is it's bigger than you. Your dream has to be bigger than you. Like I tell my clients all the time, if your dream is not bigger than you, then it's not big enough. All right? So your dream is really not about you, but it's about the greater good of others, and it's about doing something that's so significant that it adds value to the people that only you are able to reach. So remember, it's not about you. It's bigger than you. It's about somebody else that you're going to be able to create history makers with you fulfilling your dream and going after and loving it until it's yours, okay, so it's a reality. And number five, your dream has to be your oxygen. I don't know about anybody else, but it is oxygen for me to talk to you, to do motivational, inspirational speaking, to coach people into their greatness. That's oxygen to me. It's like breathing. And I know that if I don't do it, it feels like something is dying on the inside of me and that I'm wasting my greatness. So you have to know as well, this dream has to be so much that you want it as bad as you want to breathe, in the words of E.T. the Motivator, right? And so your dream is what inspires you, and it gives you that great joy. And that's that oxygen that helps you to inhale and exhale every day, because it's doing something on the inside to you as well as what it would do for others. So listen, I want you to think about this. Think about what makes you tick and what gets you excited about your dream. And then I want you to hold on to that what I like to call your passion thought. And when you feel discouraged, go back to that thing that gets you excited, that gets you going every single day. And it will keep that hope alive. I just want to encourage you, don't get weary in well-doing, because you will reap if you don't faint. So remember this, love has everything to do with your dream. So this week, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to feed your dream with motivation, and you can do it by reading a book or attending a workshop or talking to someone who supports your dream or talking to someone who is where you want to be. And this will keep you inspired and loving your dream until you are living your dream out loud. Remember, the five reasons to keep doing it is your why, knowing that it's also designed for you, knowing that it's about you leaving a legacy, knowing that it's bigger than you, and also that it is your oxygen. So, hey, you guys, if you got something really powerful from this particular show today, hey, hit me up on Facebook, leave a comment, leave a word of encouragement, and don't forget to click on the follow button. Hey, you can get more of this good stuff, more of the empowerment that you need for the day, more of the motivation that you want to have and need to have while you're going after your dream. And don't forget to share it with others. You can send this replay. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be on Twitter. And just send it out to other people and say, hey, you know what? I know you're going after a dream. I know it gets discouraging. I know it feels hard sometimes. But listen, you got to keep loving your dream until you live in a dream. And that's the reality. Your dream belongs to you, and only you can sustain that dream by your faith and moving forward every day in actions, all right? So listen, you guys, I want you to tune in next week. And, hey, I got a free gift for you on my website. It's called The 6 Keys to Uniquely Designing Your Life. If you want that free gift, just go to my website and just put in your name and your email, and I will send it to you. Until the next time, you guys have an empowering day. Remember, Uniquely Designed Coaching is all about empowering you to uniquely design your life, your dream, and everything in between. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.